Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer proudly presents...
The Eddie Cantor Pabst Blue Ribbon Show.
With Burt Gordon as the Mad Russian, Cookie Fairchild's Orchestra, yours truly, Harry Bonzel, Eddie Cantor, and our special guest for tonight, Al Jolson. You know, ladies and gentlemen, in recent years, the movie industry has followed a definite trend toward biographical pictures. For permission to do the life story of Jerome Kern, MGM paid...
$500,000.
To make the Jolson story, Columbia paid...
$750,000.
And now, Warner Brothers plans making The Life of Eddie Cantor.
Mr. Cantor,
$800,000. $800,000?
That's our final figure.
Well, if I have to pay it, I'll pay it.
Was 1 year ago. Yesterday, Eddie finished the first draft of the script.
Aunt Harry, look!
What is it,
Look, Eddie? At the dedication here on the front page.
Yeah?
To Margie, Natalie, Edna, Marilyn, and Janet, without whom this book would never have been possible.
Oh.
And to Ida, without whom Margie, Natalie, Edna, Marilyn, and Janet would never have been possible.
How does the story open?
You want to hear my life story,
I'd
Harry?
I'd love to hear it, yeah.
It starts out with me as a kid on the Lower East Side.
Uh-huh.
We were terribly poor, Harry. We had to share an apartment with the Murphys. They had 8 kids in their family, and we had 12 kids in ours. And we were always getting mixed up. You couldn't tell the Murphy kids from the Cantors.
Well, how did you ever get straightened out?
Every morning, Mrs. Murphy would yell, "Come and get your ham and eggs. Those that didn't go were Cantors." We had locks. Well, Harry, let me tell you something. Time passed.
Yeah?
Time passed, and I grew up, and love came into my life. The first and last girl I've ever loved, Ida. She was so cute, and she always had a little blue ribbon in her hair.
She did?
Yeah, she used to shampoo herself with Pabst. I was in love with Ida, but so was the toughest kid on the block, Slugger Shapiro. He was a delivery boy for the butcher. According to the code of the East Side, when two guys love the same girl, it had to be fought out with bare fists.
With bare fists?
Yes. And while he and Ida were fighting, I got his job in the butcher shop.
What ever happened to Slugger Shapiro?
Well, he lost the fight, but he was good looking, and he got a job in pictures. He made good, too. You've probably seen him. Pat O'Brien? Slugger Shapiro is Pat O'Brien, yes.
Eddie, you know something? This picture of yours really sounds like money.
You think it'll win the Academy Award?
No, it'll bring back Bank Night. But go on with the story. How did you start in show business?
My first appearance on the stage was at Miner's Bowery Theater. It was amateur night. That's when I learned potatoes are cheaper, tomatoes are cheaper.
You sang it?
No, they threw them at me. I got them for nothing. It was in 1910, Harry. Come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on in here, come on in here, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before, so natural that you want to go to war. It's just the bestest band, what am, oh my honey lamb. Come on along, let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, who's the leader of the band. And if you wanna hear that Swanee River play in ragtime, come on along,
to Alexander's Ragtime Band.
All right, 1910. Eddie, you've come a long way since those days. Imagine. You're a big star, and now they're going to make the story of your life.
Yes, Harry Bonzel. In a couple of months, the picture will be finished, The Life of Eddie Cantor.
Yeah.
Gosh, I can just see the name up in fog lights.
Yeah. Fog lights?
Yeah. It's going to open in Los Angeles. Which reminds me, Harry, I've got to go over to Warner Brothers. They're having a meeting about who's going to play me in the picture. Come on over to Warner Brothers. Almost looks like they caught off one of the Warner Brothers. Here's Mr. Warner's office, Harry. Let's go in, huh?
To whom did you wish to speak to whom already?
Look, I'm Eddie Cantor. Your studio is making my life story.
Oh, the cartoon department's down the hall.
No. Look, I finished the script for my picture, and I came over to talk about who's going to play the part of Eddie Cantor.
Well, how about Larry Parks? He played Al Jolson.
Say, that's a good idea. After all, Al Jolson and I are very much alike.
You know, that's right. Oh, the only difference is he puts the black on his face and you put it on your hair.
Oh, Harry, please, Harry.
Made a few screen tests of who might play you, and if you'd like, I'd run them all for you in the projection room. Come on in.
Screen tests, huh?
Yeah. We took the proposal scene from your story and made it with some different actors. Hey, Joe, run off the Henry Aldrich test.
It's a very peculiar situation, Ida. I'm in love with you. And I guess it all started when you came to watch me play basketball for PS number one. I knew it was love right then, because when I left the basketball court, I was still dribbling.
That's Henry Aldrich. He sounds like he's got about 12 adenoids. Let's look at some others, huh?
Okay, go ahead, Joe. Run the Ronald Coleman test.
Ah, yes, my darling. It's not much that I have to offer you. What I earn is a mere pittance. This is not a Shangri-La, just four bare walls and to eat a stale crust of bagel. But there's nothing I wouldn't offer you if I were king and you were queen. Ah, yes, if I were king and you were queen.
Hey, that's pretty good, with me being king and Ida being queen, because we ended up with a full house. And she still gets my jack. But that's not my type, you know?
Well, we have one more. Say, Joe, run the Jimmy Stewart test.
Ida, there's something I want to tell you, but, gosh, I don't know what to say. I know I'm not much, but I'm asking to be, that is, would you consider becoming? Yeah, you see, when a fellow and a girl have been, I just thought that you and I and, sometimes I and, well, so I thought, but then you, and, after all, will you?
Say, miss, that's no good. If I was as slow as that, Ida and I would still be engaged. Look, I'll tell you, haven't you got any other actors who might play me?
Yeah, there's one more. I'll go get him.
All right, you go ahead.
Hey, Eddie, I was thinking, while you're over here at Warner Brothers, why don't you suggest to them that they do my biography, The Life of Harry Von Zell?
The Life of Harry Von Zell?
Oh, it opens with me being born.
Oh, good.
All I have at the time is two arms, two legs, and a body, so my father picks me up, rushes me into the Pabst Blue Ribbon Brewery, and says, here, put a head on this.
Too bad they couldn't find one, huh? Go ahead.
The years pass, and I hang around the Pabst Blue Ribbon Brewery and watch them make that splendid blended Blue Ribbon beer. I watch them practicing the art of brewing and the science of blending that makes Pabst always just right, never too dark and never too light.
Harry, how many characters do you have in this epic?
34.
34?
Yeah, me and those 33 fine brews that are blended into one great beer.
Oh, you're so smart.
Isn't that... Well, you know, it's those 33 brews plus the long, costly process of blending them that gives Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer the uniformity of quality that enables you to order it with confidence and serve it with pride.
How long does the picture go on?
103 years.
Oh, a double feature. That's good.
Well, that's how long Pabst has been brewing that wonderful Blue Ribbon beer, you know. And on their 103rd anniversary, the makers of Pabst Blue Ribbon give me a wonderful present. My own beer barrel. Would you like to see it?
Yes. Unbutton your vest.
Yeah. Please,
Harry, this would be great except for one thing. It needs music.
It has music.
Really?
In the final scene, I stand on the top of the Pabst Blue Ribbon Brewery, and I'm completely surrounded by beautiful girls who sing...
33 fine brews, blended into one great beer. 33 fine.
Here he is, Mr. Cantor, the most handsome and talented actor on the lot.
Great. The most talented and handsome actor on the lot? Who is he? Who?
How do you do?
Mr. Craig Gordon, the mad Russian. Russian, you are an actor?
Of course. Why, only the other day, they put my footprints in the cement at Grauman's Chinese.
Well, they put lots of stars in the cement at Grauman's Chinese.
Head first.
Russian, tell me, how long have you been in show business?
All my life. I was born in a trunk. It was awful.
Well, what's so awful? Lots of theatrical kids are born in trunks.
Yes, but my mother didn't open the lid till I was 15.
Well, that's silly.
Silly? For the first 10 years, I thought my father was a coat hanger.
Tell me, I'm curious to know, how did you get into show business?
Very simple. By employing the Stanislavski method of thespian expression of the legitimate stage.
What's that?
Burlesque. There I worked so hard, I had a breakdown.
Yes.
They gave me a transfusion.
With the plasma?
No, with borscht.
A transfusion with borscht? Tell me, what happened?
I broke out all over in lumps.
In lumps?
They forgot to take out the boiled potatoes.
Russian, you're not playing me in my picture. Get out. Some actor, that Russian. I'm not going to use him. Say, Harry.
Yes, Eddie?
You know, another fellow who had this very same problem when they made his life story is Al Jolson.
Sure.
Let's go over to his house and get Jolson's advice. Come on.
Yes, sir? Oh, Mr. Cantor.
Tell me, sir, is Mr. Jolson in?
Oh, yes, sir. He's just getting a breath of fresh air.
Out in the garden?
No, he's in his oxygen tent. I'll tell him you're here, sir.
Hey,
what?
Look, did you ever see a carpet like this?
Isn't that some home?
Such a nice green and so soft you sink in right up to your knees.
Harry, that's no carpet. It's money.
Hey, and look at some man. Look at all the bottles in this room. Must be hundreds of them.
Yeah, those are Jolson's pills.
They don't have any labels on them. How does he know which ones to take?
It doesn't matter. Whatever they cure, Jolson's got it.
Hey, wait a minute. Here he comes now.
No, that's not Jolson. That's the butler again.
I'm sorry, sir, but Mr. Jolson's in the shower.
Well, wait a minute. This music, what... What's that music for?
The orchestra, sir. You see, Mr. Jolson always sings in the shower.
He has an orchestra in the shower with him? I don't believe it.
You will when you see who's conducting.
Harry, look, Petrillo.
All right, Caesar, old boy, play for Jolie. Is it true what they say about Dixie? Does the sun really shine all the time? Do the sweet magnolia blossom round everybody's door? Do the folks keep eating possum till they can't eat no more? Is it true what they say about the Swanee? Is a dream by that stream so sublime? Do they laugh? Do they love? Like to sing every song? If it's true, that's where I belong. Sweet magnolia blossom and everybody's gone. The folks keep eating possum till they can't eat no more. Is it true what they say about the Swanee? Is a dream by that stream so sublime? Do they laugh? Do they love? Like they say in every song. If it's true, that's where I belong.
was great. Now dry yourself off and come out of there, will you? Come on out now. Come on, Al.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
It's good to see Al. Look who I brought with me.
Hello, Mr. Jolson.
Why, Margie, you certainly have grown.
Margie, that's Harry Von Zandt. Harry, if you'll excuse us, I'd like to talk to Mr. Jolson. Al, have you got a few minutes for me?
Eddie, I've always got time for my friends.
Good. I was afraid you'd gone Hollywood.
Really? What made you think that?
I saw you riding through Beverly Hills in a town and country wheelchair.
That's nonsense, Eddie. I don't need a wheelchair. Come on into the living room.
All right.
Here we are.
Which chair shall I put you down in, sir?
Just lean me up against the fireplace. I've got a little chill. Now, what's on your mind, Eddie boy? What's on your mind?
Well, Al, they're making the story of my life into a picture.
Yeah?
At first, I didn't know who was going to make it. RKO, Paramount, MGM. And finally, Warner Brothers decided to make it.
What did you have on them?
Well, no, Al. My problem is, who is going to play me in the picture?
I've got the boy for you. Really, yeah. I have. I got his name in a little book here. Let's see. Alphabetically. K, K. Here it is. Boris Karloff.
Now, please, Al, do you think I could play myself?
Of course, really, you really could. But here's a funny thing. My picture's been out for near 2 years, and I could never understand why they didn't let me play myself.
Well, you're too old, Al.
Too old? Life begins at 40.
Yeah, but this is the third time you're starting. Right.
Of course, that Larry Parks really did a sensational job. When I saw him on the screen playing me, Eddie, I felt 20 years younger. So I went right home.
And what did you do?
I celebrated my 17th birthday.
That's 70th. 70th.
Yeah. Eddie, you read it for you. I'll read it for me.
Oh, you're really not so old, Al.
Oh, gee, Whittaker, how time flies. Eddie.
Yeah.
Let's reminisce. You remember that night in San Francisco? We were out on the town. Oh, son, we really raised the roof, didn't we?
Yeah. We danced all night.
Yeah, Eddie, you know something?
Yeah.
We would have had more fun if we'd have taken girls with us. Yes, sir. We sure had some swell times before we were married.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Al, where's your wife?
My wife?
Yeah.
Oh, she's visiting her mother for a few days. She's up in Arkansas someplace. Yeah. Without shoes. Where's Ida?
She's in Palm Springs for the weekend.
Doesn't matter what time you get home, huh?
No. How about you?
No.
Al?
Yeah?
Have a vitamin pill.
Eddie, look.
Yeah.
I've got a little black book I've been hiding from my wife.
Oh, boy.
Here's a great little number. What a time we'll have tonight. Dancing at Ciro's, the Macumbo. I'll call her right now. Uh-huh. Eddie.
Yes, Al?
You better talk. This dialing has exhausted me.
But Al, she won't know me.
Imitate my voice. Go ahead. You've been doing it all your life.
Okay. Hello, this is Al. Yeah, Jolson. Yeah. Climb upon my... Yeah, sonny. Yeah. You are only... Yeah, sonny. Yeah. Honey, you ain't heard nothing yet.
How can she when you're doing that lousy imitation?
Quiet, Al. Can I talk to Miss Queenie Tobias? This is an old boyfriend of hers, and I... She what? When? 1912? Oh, that's too bad. Goodbye.
Try this one, Eddie.
Okay. Can I please talk to Fifi Latour? This is Al Jolson. Yeah, this is Al. I'd like to take her out. What? They've already taken her out? Well, that's too bad. I'm sorry. Goodbye. Got any more numbers, Al?
Yeah. Here's one I think is living.
Well, that'll be a novelty. I'll dial the number for you. That'll give you strength to talk. Go ahead, Al.
All right. Pull the receiver up to my ear. Thanks. Hello, is this Peaches?
Yes, baby. What's on your mind, big boy?
Honey, I want to ask you if you... That is, I... I wondered if,
Al, have another vitamin pill. Ask if she has a friend.
Look, Peaches, honey. This is Al Jolson.
Who? Yeah. Are you the Al Jolson?
I sure am, honey.
Well, wait a second. I'll put my grandmother on.
Al, do me a favor. Forget the address book. Is Sophie Tucker in town?
Yeah, let's call Sophie Tucker before it's too late.
No. Look, let's go over to the Macambo. We'll do all right. Of course, it's a little late to be starting a big evening.
Yeah. What time is it?
8:10. Let's go anyway. I'll call up right now for a reservation. Hello, Macambo. This is Eddie Cantor. I'd like a reservation. What? You have to check your list? Okay, call me right back. I'm at Mr. Jolson's home. He's going to call me right back, Al.
Good. Let's just relax for a little while, Eddie.
Okay. Boy, will we have a time.
Yeah, then. Tell you what we'll do.
We'll paint the town red. We'll dance till 2 a.m. Just think of it.
Yeah. We'll get home with a milkman. Answer the phone, Eddie. Answer the phone. Go ahead.
I can, Al. I'm too tired.
What an evening it would have been, Eddie.
Yeah. Oh, nightclubs, dancing, carousing. Just think of it.
That's the trouble with us, Eddie. We can just think of it.
Friends, maybe you've wondered why your glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon always tastes so fresh, so clean, so sparkling, so full of that real beer flavor. Well, I can give you the answer in 6 words. The art of brewing, the science of blending. If you could just visit the great Pabst breweries in Milwaukee or Peoria or Newark, you would see a whole corps of white-coated scientists busily engaged in protecting the flavor of your glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon. With infinite patience, care, and skill, they perform each process. They make endless laboratory tests to ensure quality, purity, and perfection. Then, to the art of brewing, Pabst adds the supreme and final touch, the science of blending. Never less than 33 fine brews are blended to produce that distinctive Pabst Blue Ribbon taste, that evenness of quality for which Pabst Blue Ribbon has become so famous. Yes, it's the art of brewing plus the science of blending that have made millions all over the world settle down to real beer enjoyment with blended, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon.
33 fine brews blended into one red blue.
Al, you're a great showman. You should be able to think of someone to play me.
Eddie, I've got the same problem. MGM is making the sequel to the Jolson story, and I need someone to play me.
Yeah, wait a minute, Al. I've got an idea. Listen to this.
Though April showers may come your way, they bring the little flowers that bloom in May.
Sure, Eddie, and listen to this. Potatoes are cheaper, tomatoes are cheaper. Now's the time to fall in love. Yeah.
Al Jolson, that's it.
Of course.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Sure. Larry Fox will play both of us.
Say, Al, one of the high spots in my radio season is when you come to visit me. And you certainly are not going to leave without singing a song by yourself, is he, folks?
There's just one place for me near you. It's like heaven to be near you. Times when we're apart, I can't face my heart. Say you'll never stray more than just two lips away. If my hours could be spent near you, I'd be more than content near you. Make my life worthwhile by telling me that I'll spend the rest of my days near you. Rebop.
Thank you, Al Jolson.
Friends, be sure to be with us next week when Eddie Cantor resumes his campaign for the presidency.
And until then, remember,
I love to spend each Thursday with you. Ask friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. I'm telling you just how I feel. I hope you feel that way too.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Ida.
This program is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Newark, New Jersey, Peoria, Illinois. Written by Jay Summers and Jess Goldstein, produced and directed by Vic Knight. Sent your way with the best wishes of the Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. The impersonations heard tonight were by Stan Early. The lady on the telephone was Sarah Bernard.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.